Hey True North, it's Tuesday, October 6th. My name is Eugene and welcome to True North Daily. Politics. It's a word that probably will convey a variety of emotions for those listening. Some of you may roll your eyes. Others of you may have a passionate speech ready in your arms. But the question I want to ask today is, well, what does politics have to do with our faith, with Christ, and with True North as a church? See, for the past month, we just concluded a four-week study of faith and politics at True North. I'm going to take tidbits here and there over this next week just to share some thoughts on it. But first, I want to tackle this. I feel for a majority of us, when you hear about politics, it's truly an eye roll or not really a care at all. If I could best describe an attitude towards politics at our church, it most likely is apathy. And I'm not blaming anyone. I think the oversaturation of news, of partisan takes, of corruption, and the same story over and over and over again on the media outlets doesn't really help. But I do hope, as Christians, one thing we can see is apathy is not an excuse not to care. You see, I give a variety of reasons in our study of why we should care about politics as Christian, but the main simplest one, and I think the strongest reason, is a passage we actually looked through in our past Sunday worship. You know, Pastor Jay preached a great message on how all of us are called to love our neighbors, and that command really doesn't have any limits on who it is and what they look like and what they actually agree on or disagree on. And I would even take that a little step further with politics and say, look, the political decisions you vote for, the candidates, the policy measures, those affect your neighbors. And one of the greatest ways to love your neighbors is to care about politics. You see, for a lot of us, I think we're apathetic about politics because we don't have to care. I'm speaking very generally, so I don't want to offend anyone that is politically charged or understands what's going on. But for many of us, we simply didn't have to care because of our lifestyle. You see, one eye-opening experience that I had was talking to a pastor in Washington, D.C. And I was talking about him, well, what's the most effective way to reach your community? And he asked me, well, who are the mayor candidates for that city that you're in? Who's running for state senator? What are the ordinances? And I looked at him with a blank stare. And he replied back and he said, look, I don't want to assume anything, but I think you never had to care about politics because those decisions of free lunches at schools, of tax codes, of zoning, it didn't affect you because you didn't have to care. You see, to be apathetic is a sign of privilege. It's often decisions that we don't care about that often don't affect us, but greatly affect those that may not be as privileged as us. Could be who's on the school board. It could be a measure on clean water. And although it may not affect us, if we're called to love our neighbors holistically, as the parable of the Good Samaritan tells us, God also commands us as Christians, we need to care about politics. Galatians 6:2-3, Paul writes to the church, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. You see, a part of bearing one another's burdens means caring about problems when they aren't your problems. And politics often talks about issues for many of us that don't concern us. But to truly love our neighbors is to put down our apathy, to put down our privilege and care, to be informed, to learn about what voting measures will affect our neighbors, to learn about who is in charge and how it affects the society that we live in. Now, we'll get into it with a little couple episodes of what that looks like. It doesn't mean just being a Democrat or Republican, but it's something a little further. But I do hope with the election coming up, more than just the presidential candidates, as you get that county voter information guide, if you are a U.S. citizen, that you take some time to read, to pray, to look at the candidates, to look at the measures, and not just read it to be sophisticated, not just read it to feel better about yourself, but read it with the command of loving your neighbor as yourself. Let's pray. Lord, for many of us, as the election comes up, we get tired of politics, we get tired of hearing speeches, we get tired of being lectured at from other friends. But more than anything, as disciples and followers of you, allow us to see that our politics, our decisions, our votes, our opinions is a way to love our neighbors that you have given us. Allow us not to be apathetic from privilege. Allow us not to be apathetic out of frustration, but allow us to dig through a broken and fallen world so that we can love your people and ultimately you and glorify your name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.